Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bigger. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. For hanging out with me, that's the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pam Harper is our guest. Pamela S. Harper is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, an outstanding book I've been telling you about for more than 7 years. She is the CEO and the founding partner of Business Advancement, Inc. We're talking about books, right, Pam? Business books.
And, right, just in time for the holidays.
Exactly. And in the previous segment, we were talking about encouraging you to take some time, carve out some time, find a business book. If you buy it, if somebody gives it to you, go get one that you've had, that you haven't read for a while. Just get into it a little bit. And I'll tell you what I do, Pam. I can't read a book, a nonfiction book, whether it's a business book or an autobiography or a biography. I can't read a nonfiction book without a highlighter.
You know, I have a highlighter on a page right now that I'm looking at. So funny
well,
that you say that.
When I read a book, it's dog-eared. It's got stickers sticking out of it.
They're well loved.
I want to come back and see. I love these ideas that authors give me that you can't get anywhere else. So, okay. You've got some books on your list that you want to recommend. Talk to us about them.
Well, I said we started talking about getting into some habits, and
right.
Interestingly enough, one of the books on my list is called The Power of Habit,
mm-hmm.
and it's by Charles Duhigg, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly.
I think you are.
And this
D-U-H-I-G-G. I'll spell it for you.
D-U-H-I-G-G.
If you're
going to
Google him.
Yes. And the power of habit, and, you know, we all know that individuals have habits. We've been talking about how we read. But what's really interesting about this book and where it truly shines is it shows us how organizations and governments and societies have habits as well. Now, think about this in your daily life. If you think about the world and you say, our world is operating out of habits, what does that mean, and what does that mean for what we have to do, and how do these things get started, and what can we do on a daily basis to make it more relevant to us to say, are these habits moving me forward or holding me back? Are they moving my organization forward or moving us back?
Right.
What can we do?
We all have habits. The question is, are they helping us or hurting us? But now, Pam, we have digital habits.
Yes.
Which are different from personal habits.
Well, they're all habits. I mean, if you look at this book,
but I mean, 20 years ago we didn't have digital habits.
Behavior.
You know, we didn't.
We
didn't have the overlaying of that. You know, now we've got this other stuff we have to think about. So.
Well, that's right. In fact, what I think this author would say, and I agree. You know, habits are behavior.
Yeah.
And so we. As new technology comes out, it's a new habit that we can adopt. The question really is, and what he puts forward so well, is that there are different cues in our life. Like,
right.
You know, you eat dinner, and then you sit down and you do something. Or, I don't know what you do after dinner, but, you know, people get into routines, and so it's a habit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a habit. And then you get some kind of a payoff, a reward. And so the question is, if you want to transform your life and your business, your organization for the better, he talks about ways of how all kinds of people, CEOs and Olympians and people like that, can just take a behavior and you say, well, what's a cue I could have that's different?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't want to watch television immediately after dinner and you want to read books.
Turn the television
on.
You know.
Go to a room
where there's no television, right?
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Or you could say, I'm going to get a new reward. You know, every time that I read a chapter of a book,
right.
I'm going to give myself a special reward,
mm-hmm.
whether it would be, well, what's a reward that you could have? I'm trying to think.
Well,
certainly just the feeling
of a piece of pie
being,
would be good for me.
There you go. Piece of pie.
So The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. All right, let's talk about another one.
All right, another one that I think goes hand in hand is, and they all do really, is a book called Power Questions by Andrew Sobel and Gerald Panis, Power Questions. And this one is very cool because if you think about powerful questions, you know, we often ask automatic questions. We have habitual questions that we ask people. But the powerful questions are the ones that provoke thought. They reframe a situation. You can find new answers, develop relationships. Imagine all the things you can get with the right questions.
And those and those guys in that book actually come up with some questions and some practical guides to help you form the right questions.
There's no question, especially
when you're if you're going to be a professional salesperson, if you don't know how to ask questions, you're not going to be successful.
Oh, definitely. But in any aspect of life, if you're dealing with employees, anybody in your life, it's important to figure out what questions you can ask under which circumstances. And this book has 337. that are organized in a way that you can actually use.
And if you think about it, the most interesting people you know probably begin a conversation with you by asking you a question.
Absolutely, and you can build on that and ask more questions.
Exactly.
The key is not to ask questions that are just yes or no, but rather that they engage the heart as well as the head.
Well, what I like is if you're really going to try to be an interesting person, don't when you meet someone when you meet them again. Don't tell them something, ask them something.
Yes, that's absolutely true. The more that you are asking questions and you're asking even ordinary questions in some different ways, you will get different results. I'm a believer that the quality of the question you ask is going to impact the quality of the answer that you get.
Pam, I need your website, please.
It's businessadvance.com.
All right, so check it out, and they can find your list there, can't they? And more about the books there on your website. Right there at businessadvance.com. Quick break. Right back after these messages with Pamela Harper. Stay with us.
Well, New York's fine, but it ain't
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.